Welcome to the Analyst Podcast Series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, everyone listening. This is an Analyst Podcast, moving at the speed of you. I am David Sanders, a senior technical recruiter with Analysts and ACS Solutions Company. And I'm joined by Vince Godfrey, also a senior technical recruiter with Analysts.
Hi, happy to be here.
Vince has over 7 years of experience in the HR and recruiting field. He has been a top recruiter for AIC and works with candidates at all different levels all over the country. Vince is going to talk to us about counteroffers today. Vince, what exactly is a counteroffer?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for the intro. A counteroffer is a situation where you have a candidate interviewing and you give them an offer, and then they consider an offer from their current employer. It's a counteroffer to stay, I guess would be the best way to put it.
Why would a company make a counteroffer to an individual?
Well, that's a good question, Dave. They do that to buy themselves some time to find a new resource, usually, but it's because they don't want the pain of losing a candidate. It would adversely affect the company to lose a candidate, both in terms of productivity and replacement cost. It's easier for an individual to stay in the place that they are currently at than to find someone else. And there's also fees associated with recruiting, or time and fees associated with recruiting a new person to backfill that position.
Gotcha. Why would a candidate consider accepting a counteroffer?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, in my opinion, they shouldn't consider it. But some reasons that they might is they are comfortable with where they're working. The current situation might throw more money at them to try to convince them to stay. They might try to change some things in their current situation. Maybe the job is on site and they might offer remote. They might try to change some things to accommodate the candidate to get them to stay in the place and not have to recruit their backfill.
Gotcha. I can see why it's easy on the surface for a candidate to make that decision. What are some of the downsides to accepting a counteroffer?
Well, you have a target on your back, number one. You know, the job employment situation is much like a relationship, and you have shown your interest in going somewhere else. You've essentially cheated on the relationship. You've tasted the fruits elsewhere, and you've decided that there's something else more appealing. And then going back to the counteroffer, they're going to try to convince you or coerce you into staying longer so that you could, you know, they could buy more time to find somebody else.
Gotcha. How often do candidates accept the counteroffers, and what's usually the outcome of taking a counteroffer?
I believe that it does happen sometimes. I don't know quite the statistic, but I believe there is some statistic that after 6 months, that 90% of people ultimately end up leaving. And I don't know the depth of that statistic, if they are getting fired or if they're looking for a new job because they don't like their boss, which is the number one reason people leave, that their boss doesn't change, that they end up finding their way out the door anyway. A lot of times when candidates have decided that they are going to change jobs, they have decided that they are going to end the relationship. And rarely does it have to do with money. And whenever a client or a manager makes a counteroffer to get them to stay, it doesn't resolve the underlying issue. Again, it just goes back to buying time for the employer to find somebody else and try to get the candidate to decline their other offer. So whenever the candidate does this, they could potentially burn bridges elsewhere. Again, going back to the relationship scenario, whenever a candidate interviews somewhere else, expresses interest in that job, receives an offer, they're leading this new employer on that they're interested in, they're going to leave their current position. And if they don't, they're going to burn some bridges on that end. And I'd advise them not to, because you never know where you're going to see these people again. And then it all goes back to counteroffers don't work.
Gotcha. So it really seems like the counteroffers benefit the employer more than the individual.
On the surface level, yeah, they do benefit the employer. But even if you're an employer, you probably shouldn't be doing this anyway, because it's not good for you in the long term. You know, you could give somebody a counter offer. They're like, great, this is cool, I'll stick around. And that's all they're really going to do is stick around. They're going to take your money. And then in 3 to 6 months, they're probably going to be back out the door talking to somebody else anyway. And in fact, would probably use this counter offer to leverage an even better offer than their first offer. So there's a lot of games that can be played on this. There's a lot of downside to this, and there's really, everyone's going to lose on this in the long run. That's why it's best for candidates. If they're going to leave, they need to leave whenever they get their best offer. And it's probably a good note for employers to treat their employees well and pay them the best that they can, you know, throughout the year or through raises, et cetera, so that they aren't tempted to leave somewhere else for money, and treat them well so that they don't go somewhere else for, you know, a better boss or a better work situation all around. They got to stay competitive, Dave.
Gotcha. That makes total sense. Well, Vince, that's all the questions I've got for you. I really appreciate your time today.
Outstanding. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks so much for listening. See you next time, folks, and stay tuned for our next Analyst Podcast, Moving at the Speed of You.
Go farther with analysts. Thank you for tuning into the Analyst Podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at analyst.com. Moving at the Speed of You. Thank you.